Quinn Hughes took to the ice on Tuesday morning to test out his lower body injury but left prior to the Vancouver Canucks morning skate after a discussion with head coach Rick Tocchet and training staff. The Canucks captain will miss his second straight game on Tuesday night as they face the Colorado Avalanche. Hughes suffered the undisclosed injury during Friday's game against the Dallas Stars and, while he took the warm-up on Sunday against the Detroit Red Wings, he ultimately did not play. "He's not going to play tonight," said Tocchet after the morning skate. "He wants to gut everything out, but it's the right move." It's unknown at this time exactly what the injury is or how long Hughes will be out of the lineup, though Tocchet did clarify that it's a new injury rather than an aggravation of an ongoing problem and that Hughes has seen slight improvement over the past couple of days. "Just 24 hours, you take it day by day with him or with anybody," said Tocchet. "I've seen things linger. I've seen some guys, after 24 hours, things help, so we'll see how it goes." Hughes' absence represents a major challenge for the Canucks, though it would have been an even more significant challenge if it hadn't coincided with the acquisition of Marcus Peterson, a top-four defenseman on the left side. Peterson has plenty of experience playing major minutes, as he did against the Red Wings, playing 25-57 in his first game with the Canucks. "I think it's hard. How do you replace Hughes?" said Tocchet. "I think if everybody sticks to their game, some guys can supply a little bit more offense, that will help. But I think, for the most part, you can't replace a guy like him. But the team identity can overcome short-term." Hopefully, the Canucks won't have to worry about overcoming Hughes' absence long-term. Vancouver Canucks projected lines. At Tuesday's morning skate, Carson Soucy skated on what appeared to be an extra fourth pairing with Victor Mancini, while defenseman Elias Peterson skated with Noah Juulsen on the presumed third pairing. That coincided with a report from Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman that Soucy is on the trade market. Tocchet, however, said that Soucy might play tonight, after he was a healthy scratch on Sunday. "For now, we'll assume that the lines on Tuesday night will match what they were Tuesday morning, so here are the projected lines, which will be updated when the Canucks take the ice for warm-up." Update. Soucy is in, dressing ahead of Juulsen on the right side. Soucy looked decent on his offside in a recent game, so playing on the right could be his ticket to staying in the lineup even when Hughes returns from injury. Peterson, number 25, is in for his second straight NHL game. He's made a big impression on the Canucks coaching staff. "I call him a cycle buster. He goes flying in there, he doesn't care. He's a competitive guy," said Tocchet. Adam Foote, and Sergei Gonchar, working with him is going to really help the little things, like stick on puck, boxing out properly, things like that. But that will come. The major stuff that he brings, the skating ability, the shot, his competitiveness, the youth, the guys love him, it's hard to find. I wouldn't even call him a prospect, he's trying to become an NHL defenseman for us. The Canucks' starting goaltender will be Thatcher Demko, who will be looking to bounce back from his last start, where he allowed 3 goals on just 14 shots to the Dallas Stars. Colorado Avalanche projected lines. The Avalanche have been one of the powerhouses in the Western Conference for several seasons but are a little bit more middling this season. They're currently in the first wild card spot in the West instead of among the top 3 teams in the Central Division. Nathan MacKinnon is doing a lot of work to carry the team with a Hart-caliber season. He leads the Avalanche in scoring with 20 goals and 80 points in 54 games, 20 more points than Martin Necas, who is second in scoring. Hughes' injury robs us of seeing him go head-to-head against Cale Makar, who trails just behind Hughes in the scoring race among defensemen. Hughes has 59 points, while Makar has 58, though he's played 7 more games. Here are the Avalanche's projected lines. Arturi Lekkonen, Nathan MacKinnon, Martin Necas, Jonathan Drouin, Casey Mittelstad, Juuso Parsinen, Miles Wood, Jack Drury, Ross Colton, Joel Kiviranta, Parker Kelly, Logan O'Connor, Devin Taves, Cale Makar, Samuel Girard, Josh Manson, Keaton Middleton, Sam Malinsky, Mackenzie Blackwood, Trent Miner. The Avalanche's starting goaltender is expected to be Mackenzie Blackwood, who is coming off back-to-back shutouts in their last two games. He has a .917 save percentage this season, which ranks fifth in the NHL among goaltenders with at least 20 starts.